Welcome to the Nerdiverse, episode 15.
15?
I hit my head on the mic.
Yeah, you're always doing something wrong, right?
At the beginning. My tooth.
Oh my goodness.
Are we ready for this?
Oh, we have a completely packed house, more than we've ever had.
We can take a picture.
Yeah, we should. We got Justin Vega here who could do that since he doesn't have a microphone. He's just kind of a fly on the wall today.
So, yes, we have a full house. We got Don back for his, he says fifth time, but I don't believe him. We got Almondo back for his second time around. Our first time back.
That's the second time back.
First time back, we have Robert in the studio.
First time back.
He's head of our street team at Epic Comics. El Presidente of the street team.
We figured out that, okay, you guys have been talking about this street team, and Cody and I realized these aren't street team people.
Slaves.
These are basically just unpaid interns.
It's great.
I know.
I got
I'm
some
really
McDonald's
jealous
right now from the interns.
Yeah. Oh, it was so awesome.
They get
it's good.
They get store credit.
Yeah, we kick back a hefty discount.
A hefty discount.
They get a bag and a board.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Kind.
So, anyways, Danny, how was your week?
My week was good. Something big happened. I can't remember. I think I had a baby.
Ooh, congratulations. That's kind of big.
Yes, third girl.
Wow.
There it is. I was waiting for it.
Yeah. That was all three of the girls right there.
Jane Lillian is now in my life. More in Casey's life than my life, but yeah. We had the third baby. I've been off for a week from the shop, so it's been nice.
Yeah.
These jokers were driving me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big step, man.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I like
three
it.
Three kids.
Three girls.
Three girls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, it's all good, though.
Through weddings.
Anyway.
Your wife is in the chat room and said, who had a baby?
Me. I pushed that. Oh.
Yeah.
My incredibly awesome wife.
Yes, she
had
did.
Had a baby.
There you go.
I was there to watch her be awesome.
Yes, she did.
She did. All by herself. And She caught it herself.
Cha-ching, cha-ching,
wow.
Cha-ching.
It was great.
That's right, because you guys did a home birth.
Home births.
Yeah. She wants to have a podcast all about that, I'm sure.
She does. She wants a home birth podcast.
Does she really?
I don't know what she's going to talk about, but.
I don't know either. But it's cool. I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's.
This weekend home birthing.
Talk about blood.
All right, she's in the chat room. We won't talk too bad about her. We're just joking.
We're not talking bad. She knows I love her. Cody, how was your week?
Mine was good. It was really good. I had a lot of work and.
You had a niece born.
I did. I had a niece born. Now I'm off for like a solid 2.5 weeks. So looking forward to that.
I know, Christmas time.
Yeah.
What'd you get me?
I got
your present came in today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yours is already wrapped under our tree.
No, I don't wrap.
No?
I ain't got time.
You don't practice? You don't lack?
Sorry. I don't know why that was so funny. It might be a rap or something. Anyway, yours came in today. I'm very excited about giving it to you.
Nice.
Sexually.
Whoa. Hey-o.
It's
one of those
night.
Nights.
It's a late night. Sorry.
Yeah, it is right now. If you're not joining us live in the chat room, you could be joining us live in the chat room. The chat room is thenerdiverse.com/live. You could also join our live show by calling us. It's 407-900-NERD, and we'll bring you into the show. But right now, it is 12 a.m. Eastern time.
Oh, it is?
Yes, it is. We are just getting started.
Time flies.
I have to be back here in, 9 hours.
So our L.A. crowd.
Well, 10 hours, but yeah, for our L.A. crowd.
Mars, how was your week? We got to get to you.
My week was good. My week was great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, nothing really eventful. I mean, we sold some shirts at a car show and stuff. And
yeah.
But beyond that, nothing like having a baby or having a niece.
That's true.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So.
So I guess we move on to.
We could explain why everybody's in the.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. Let's do that first. The reason why we have such a packed house is tonight we were privileged enough to watch the Dark Knight
Rises
prologue.
Yes. The 6 minutes.
The 6 minutes.
There we go. I love it.
Such a good movie.
Yeah, we found out about, I don't know, you can't call it an ARG just yet.
No. It was, they announced it. There were some elements that led certain people to a specific website, which then gave us a chance to get tickets to see the prologue some people at this table talked us into being there 6 hours early.
Yeah, son. Hey, I was number one in line.
You were number one in
line. I was number two.
Yeah.
We probably could have waited until about 2 hours before the thing and still
probably.
Been...
Don't let Casey know.
I mean, we didn't know. We didn't know how
big
it was possibly.
Yeah, that's true. We really didn't
be.
Know. But when we walked in and we were the only people in the room.
Yeah.
And the lady didn't know how to scan our passes. We should have known then.
What time was it that everyone started showing up?
Like
was it
right
literally like
four?
An hour before?
Well, like we got there. It was like 7:30.
7:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, the line started filling up about 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
And it
before.
Filled up nicely.
But yeah, it definitely did. I mean, they filled out. They almost completely sold out the place. But yeah, it was just one of those things that I thought it was starting at 8 when he told me to be there at 5, and no, it started at 10. But whatever.
Anyway,
so we
yes,
got to see it.
Yes,
it was awesome.
We just watched the 6 minutes. Yes, it was amazing. We'll talk about it later after the news.
Yes, we will.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a... Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Start. Do it.
What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on.
Can't believe we're doing this.
How about I tell you a little bit of information?
There we go.
Oh, you could have let it keep going, man. That bed's there. Anyways, no. Whatever.
It's in the IR.
You put it in the IR?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Just use a CD.
Anyway,
whatever. So
that was our news intro.
Yeah, that was our news intro, and you heard it, and we'd love to hear what you have to put together to top that. So, Mr. Vega, I know you like to do audio and stuff.
Soul
so,
Caliber
you know,
Beats.
Battle. Soul Caliber Beats. We were gracious enough to bring you into the studio, so now called. You need to make something for us. Just a news intro. So, anyways, let's move on to the rumors. Okay, so in movies, Gary Oldman, who is in the Dark Knight film, thinks that there could be a fourth and fifth Dark Knight movie.
That's not possible.
Well,
yeah,
he
wants the paycheck. Yeah.
Gary Oldman doesn't need it.
No. No, not now.
Basically, he says, yeah, for us it's the end. Whether they will make more money, my guess is probably. I mean, they don't have Harry Potter anymore, so there could be a Batman 4 and a 5. It may be Chris overseeing it in a basically a producer position, but for us and for Chris, I think that's it. There we go.
There you go.
It's a great way to go out. It's a great epic story. Epic thing it is.
Epic.
But they say, I mean, basically he's saying Warner Brothers anyways, they're a cow. They're going to want to milk anything they possibly can for as long as they can. So easily I could see them going on to a fourth and fifth film with or without Chris Nolan.
Especially if Batman dies.
Yeah, I mean, well, but...
Save it.
What?
Sorry. We'll wait.
So, let me see here. Also, more news here. Another Batman villain was revealed. Another Batman villain for the Dark Knight Rises, thanks to an 8-year-old kid.
The hell
basically, the mother of Leila de Meza is quoted in something saying that her daughter was offered the role of young, I don't know how to pronounce this. Talia
Al Ghul.
Raz's daughter.
And she basically said in a quote, after careful consideration, we turned it down as they were insistent that Layla had to shave all her hair off, which we were prepared to have it cut short, but not shaved at such a young age.
Hmm.
So
yeah,
basically
she should wait till she's older when she can't grow back out. That's what she should do.
Yeah.
That's logic right there.
Well, they were concerned how it could affect Layla's confidence and general social welfare.
Put a wig on her.
She's talking about she
was saying they would. She was hoping that they would do like a bald cap, but they refused to.
She's about to make millions.
Her. Well, that's all the social.
There goes her
social general social welfare she needed, right?
Whatever.
So, yeah. Let's see here.
Doesn't make any sense, but whatever.
Yeah. You would have put your children in it, maybe.
She's going to be mad.
Hell yeah, I'd put my
like
children in it.
20 years from now.
Yeah.
You'd put the I could have been out. In The Dark Knight Rises. Oh,
just
mom.
To shave my head?
Bad call.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
So Austin Powers could be the next Broadway musical hit movie.
What?
Yeah. Michael Myers is actually in talks with people to try to make his movie.
What happens
not
when
that
you
one.
Run out of good ideas?
Rumor surfaced again this past summer that Myers, I should be able to say that's my last
God,
name.
It's midnight.
had signed a deal to develop a fourth Austin Powers film, and that supposedly he's currently writing. Though there hasn't been any further Austin Powers related news, they figured that where to go here? yeah, basically they were talking to do it on the New York Times Theater.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder when the next Adam Sandler Broadway show is going to be.
Yeah, did he do one already?
Come on.
I'm just ragging on
him. Oh, okay.
You run out of good ideas, you got to do something. Billy Madison live.
You know, I would actually go see that.
I know, probably. You guys are idiots. I hate all of you.
He's the only
the worst friends ever.
If peeing your Billy pants is cool, call me Miles Davis.
That was much funnier than the Austin Powers movies.
Thing I have ever
thank
heard.
You. Thank you, Cody.
Yeah.
I like gold.
Gold, remember.
There you go.
So
see, made you laugh. It's a good movie.
Basically, moving on. There's Valve is starting out with maybe a new ARG, alternate reality
why?
Game. They're teasing us with something with a 3 in it. So whether that's Portal 3 or Half-Life 3, do they? Mm. Yeah, they're on Half-Life 2. Yeah,
they're on Half-Life. Yes, the 3.
So 3, we don't know what it is.
I would
say
Half-Life.
But right now they're starting up with an ARG on this, and we'll see where this surfaces to. So they're.
I won't follow it. I don't like Half-Life.
Well, it could
really?
Be. You like Portal, though, did you not?
I like Portal, yeah.
Okay, so what if it's a Portal 3?
It's not. Portal just came out.
It'll be a Half-Life
3. No, it has, didn't just come out.
They've been working on Half-Life 3
Portal,
for years.
When did Portal come out?
It's been a while.
About a year. It's only about a year old.
There you go.
Half-Life is like
Half-Life 3
old.
Hasn't come out. Yeah. Or 2 okay. came out forever ago.
So.
Don't like Half-Life.
It shocks me.
Really?
It's like a stupid game. First person guy.
It's ugly. It's always been ugly.
It's just
it wasn't ugly when it first came out.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Ugly.
But compared to stuff, you're talking like Unreal Tournament.
No,
and
no, let's
Unreal,
be honest here.
Like,
I'm talking
Unreal.
Doom 1 ugly.
Oh.
It's not that ugly.
Let's be honest here, Dan. You,
like
you just don't like post-apocalyptic games because you're scared for your children.
No, they should be scared for themselves. They're gone.
Hang out with Sean's friend who carries two loaded guns with him at all times.
Zombie fodder.
He'll be
fine.
Zombie
fodder.
Yeah, he'll throw you to the zombies first to make sure he can get away. So
I did come up. I did come up with the best zombie plan ever.
Yeah,
what is that?
I'm going to Disney World.
Oh my gosh!
I'm
going to
hold up in Cinderella's castle.
Epcot.
There's can you
no,
imagine how scarred
you have
be
the miles
to
of tunnels underground?
Zombified Cinderella and Mickey
and what,
Mouse.
And what happens when
what happens
the tunnels
what?
Are taken over?
You just close the doors.
Oh man, Disney yeah, should do
it's
that.
It's a fort.
Have enough
Disney would work.
Yeah, but you eventually got to go out for food. They have enough food to supply.
You know how much food Disney's got?
Disney should make a zombie movie.
If we limit it to like 5
I'm
people,
just saying, Walking Dead, stop going wherever. Atlanta to Orlando, go. Start going.
75.
75 all the way. I'm not joking, man. Hell yeah.
Disney,
that,
huh?
Get that castle suite.
I don't know, man. I just
sniping points.
I think once I know you're there, there's just nowhere to go. I mean, you're
we're
just
fine.
Stuck. You're like,
no, they got
you
that.
Just gotta wait.
They got that Tinkerbell zipline. That's like half the park.
And then you go ride Space Mountain for a little while?
Hell yeah. We can hold up in Space Mountain,
God.
Right?
Oh, I do. No. No.
Thank you.
I
it's
will
the best
never
place.
Ride Space Mountain again.
How many times?
I went on it like 2 weeks ago, and it was the most horrifying experience I've ever
they
had.
They just
in my
refurbed
life.
It.
Really?
So amazing.
Seriously. No, it's so weird. Okay. I went on it, and first of all, the entire people, the ride attendants, were stoned or whatever.
Yeah.
Because they're just hanging around. And then you get in there, and it is darker than I've ever been on it in my life. They didn't have like the little track lighting.
Yeah, not supposed to. It's
so you couldn't eat, no, there were no lights. You had to sit like this.
You're afraid
no,
to lose
you
your arms?
Yeah.
You don't have to. You're
I put
not
my hands up like this and
I
when
can't
I ride.
Do it.
I've never
it.
Done it.
I will put
the
them up
longest
here.
Of I
love other rides.
I love roller coasters. I will never ride that ride again.
God, you're a big chicken. Wow. So what? You lose a hand. Disney set you up for life.
Yes, this is true.
Not the cause of my hand.
The left hand or the right hand?
Or my head. What if it's part of my head?
Freaking Luke Skywalker hand. Disney will pay for that.
Disney will pay for
that. They're animatronics? Jeez.
Fair enough. Anyway,
amazing.
I will not ride it again.
Thank you.
It was.
All right. Way off topic.
It's all right. It's fun.
Go.
Netflix has been suffering for a while.
Well, yeah.
But there has been talks that Verizon might be buying them, so their shares.
Bleep.
Bleep.
Where's the delay?
Their shares have been soaring. They went way up in price.
I thought Verizon was making their own version of Netflix.
Well, they actually looked into purchasing Hulu, and they decided against it, but they're talking about buying Netflix now. So for like $4 billion or something along those lines.
That's a lot of money.
Let me see here if I could find that because I saw the number earlier.
Wish I
But yeah, it was, I mean, yeah, $4.5 billion.
So I'd
buy Netflix? Yes.
Peace.
See you later.
God, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'll take
well, just think, AT&T just paid T-Mobile that because they're choosing not to buy their company. So for a company like that, it's just like, eh, whatever. We don't want to deal with you anymore. Here's your $4 billion. See you later.
Jeez.
Must be nice.
Man.
All right, let's... Okay. So DC Comics is coming out with a new 52 hardcover compilation, 1,200 pages.
Yeah, I already got dibs on that.
Oh. $150 retail.
52 number one issues.
All of the number one issues, all bound within a hard, beautiful hardcover book with basically the Justice League
Jim Lee.
Front cover, Jim Lee.
$150 bucks.
Dibs.
Yep.
Doesn't seem that bad.
If you were to buy all the trades, if you were to buy all the like soft issues, it's $3 a piece. So you're talking 52 issues. So
it's not bad.
Yeah, it's plus. I mean, some of them are four. So
Justice League is $4.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Digital.
No, it's $3.99.
Yeah, they weren't holding. They stopped holding the line at $2.99 after 52.
Just a couple books. Just a couple.
I don't even know where that stands anymore.
There's a couple. Just the ones that they sell the most. Actually,
Hawk
those
Dove.
Are over.
Hawk and Dove.
So,
oh man. Dove.
Oh. Listen, we will have those hardcovers at Epic Comics. Epic Comics Orlando.
Salesman, if I've ever seen one. So, what do you think? Biggest comic book convention?
San Diego.
San Diego?
Right.
Incorrect. South America.
Oh, I've heard about that.
Ooh.
Yeah, South America actually has a larger comic book convention now.
Well, just attendance-wise?
Attendance-wise, correct.
Yeah, no
South America?
With,
I'm not going.
I'm not getting... kidnapped.
Yeah, no, right? Rabies.
San Diego's Comic-Con is capped at 130,000 guests.
I'm just kidding. People are listening.
Wow.
But this one is capped at 148,000. So 18,000 more people at this. 130,000 people at one event just to read comic books. That's amazing.
It's not.
I mean, not just to read comic books, but based around comic book and movie, comic book, and, you know, now they're bringing in more regular movie stuff.
Nathan Fillion shows up, and I'll think about it.
He's right here in this picture.
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
In South America?
In South America.
Good for him.
I'll go.
He didn't.
He'll be coming back.
He'll always come back.
The creator of The Joker, J.K. Robinson, has
rest
passed
in peace.
At 89 years old. Very sad day.
Aw. I think you're muted.
Who's muted?
I couldn't hear him.
Don't talk.
Hello? Oh,
there he is.
All right.
Hey, he's here.
Do it again.
Speaking to the mic.
That is good. Okay.
So, I gotta
pull this up. This is amazing. Okay. A mugger preying on students near Columbia University has...
Like hands and knees praying?
Praying, like P-R-E-Y, not A-Y.
Like a spider.
Like a spider. A mugger has been preying on students near Columbia University, has apparently been on the hunt for iPhones. But don't worry, BlackBerry users. He'll just toss your phone back in your face in disgust. an unnamed suspect apparently bumped into two students, both of whom had BlackBerry smartphones, and left empty-handed. A smattering of similar reports illustrated similar situations. iPhones aren't the only Apple product popular among robbers elsewhere. Thieves recently jacked 125 iPads right from Best Buy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
was I here?
If you have a BlackBerry, don't worry about getting your crap stolen. Nobody wants your crappy BlackBerry anymore. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Nobody likes you.
The new iOS 5.1 game is being seeded to developers right now.
Sweet.
It offers a feature that I know a lot of people have been looking for. With this new camera deal, you know, with the photo stream, you take a picture and all of a sudden it's out there on the world, and, you know, maybe you take a picture of your largest turd and you're like, oh, this is awesome. And then all of a sudden it's on the internet and you're like, well, how do I get rid of it? And it's really difficult. I mean,
in
it's not just turds.
After it's in them internets.
So
no way to get rid of it.
So there's no way to get rid of it. So iOS 5.1 is actually offering the ability to delete photo stream photos.
About time.
Yeah.
It's been 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've only had the photo stream since for a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah.
I want a way to delete all my photos.
You can do that.
No, you can't.
Hook it up to your iMac and just say delete all photos, and it goes on to your Mac, and then they're done.
No, it doesn't do that.
It does.
It doesn't.
I've done it.
I've Googled it.
Your mom Googled it.
It's on Wikipedia.
No. let's see here. Mega Upload sues record labels for censorship. Basically, the record labels have been going after Mega Upload, basically saying, you know what, you got to take this crap down because it's copyrighted material. But they're basically turning around and going after Universal Music Group and
not Warner Brothers.
No, not Warner Brothers. Saying it's censorship, you know. So pretty crazy that
interesting.
How's that censorship?
Well, because they're telling them to take down files that
they can't control what people put up. Like Mega right. Upload can't tell you not to put up. Well, they do, but you choose a checkbox saying this is my stuff or whatever.
Okay.
Like they can't, like you're the one doing the illegal stuff. Like they can't control what you put up.
Yeah, but it's their site.
Yeah, but
so
they don't open
control the
they
content.
Don't open your zip files.
Right.
That would be.
Oh, so you're gonna name it.
You're not gonna
Pappy's
name
Pappy's
yeah.
first roller coaster ride.
Yeah. So technically, they shouldn't even be able to see what
correct.
You're sending.
Correct.
Huh. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it would be like a double standard. If Mega Upload tried to sue for censorship, but then they're reading your own zip files to try and figure out what you're uploading.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think I've ever used Mega Upload.
Not really. I mean, I've done for actually legitimate
rapid
files.
Rapid Share, I think.
Oh, maybe it has been Rapid Share. But, yeah. I mean, usually a lot of people, who whenever they're trying to send out large files, they
you
I've seen people use. You send it's nice. But this is like for actually like developer files and stuff I've used it for. But in August, SETI, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, well, it was before August, they basically shut down. They've stopped searching for ET out there.
Now we're going to get screwed.
And back in April, actually.
Men in Black.
In August, they received a donation for $200,000, and now they're back online. We're searching for ET again.
They run off $200,000 to find...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I'm in.
So you can actually, if you want to join, you can actually run SETI online or SETI online or whatever, and basically it helps process the files. They use, it's like distributed computing, so like... You can turn your computer on and give them your processor power
yes.
to help.
I'm doing it.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's pretty neat. They've been doing it for a long time.
I have a star named after me.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Who bought that for you?
Registry. My sister.
Oh, that's nice.
It's Rogue.
Oh.
It's a Rogue star?
It's Rogue.
Wow, dude.
I can't wait till it explodes.
Mute him.
That's mute
two
what?
Comments and I'm just... Don's bringing his A game today.
Oh, man. So we can start awesome. Talking Batman.
I know. Let's go.
We're getting there.
We have a process.
Okay, I'll skip past all that crap. For the right price.
Okay.
Okay, let me back up.
$5.
Okay. Has there been a video game you've been playing and you're just really frustrated? Like, you're getting camped and crap and, like, there's nothing you can do?
No, I basically own it, everything.
You are such a liar. Well,
especially Marvel's Capcom.
Now, now there's kids out there and some young adults that are actually offering their services to help you not get camped and basically teach you how to play the game better or and take a bullet for you.
Smart.
That's genius.
Take a bullet for you. What the?
Yeah. Like we're talking like $8 a half hour session or something like
that. I'm in.
Wow. That's tight.
Yeah. So like you could basically pay them to.
I put my service up. You can pay
me.
For Marvel.
Do it. Do it.
What?
For Marvel?
No. Halo. Your cousin does what?
Oh, wow.
He does that. He does something to that extent. Like, he gets paid to play Halo sometimes.
MLG.
Sort of.
Talking to the mic.
How are we going to get an MLG, bro?
Yeah.
I don't.
You know you want to. I want that shirt.
I'll just take the shirt from the kid then.
You want me to make you a shirt? I'll make you a shirt.
If he's any good at fighting like he is in Halo, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, good.
MLG.
George Lucas's camera. From the making of Star Wars, is the most expensive Star Wars camera ever made. Hmm. The Panavision camera
that
he did.
What does that even mean?
He sold his camera at auction that he actually shot Star Wars with.
Mm-hmm.
And
how much did it go for?
$625,000.
Damn, I would totally have bought that. I would have bought that, man.
Just a little.
What short. Are you going to sell? Your three children?
I got that.
No, he'd sell a Stormtrooper helmet.
But they're only worth $50,000, up to $50,000 a piece. So.
Not if they shot Star Wars, they're not worth that much.
Golly.
Yeah. The record price of $520,000 plus the $105,000 auction commission was what they was nearly three times the high estimate of $200,000 for the item.
Jeez. Jar Jar Binks.
Jar Jar Binks. Well, this is not Jar Jar Binks style. This was Star Wars. So, episode 4.
Oh, my God.
That's,
I would have bought it. Just saying. Just saying.
So, Mythbusters accidentally threw a cannonball through a house.
They, my house.
Yeah, I'm sure Discovery's going to be setting these people up. Basically, they miscalculated. It hit a berm, went through the house, and hit somebody's random van as well. Mm. So
they went through a kid's room, too.
Did it really? I didn't hear that. Yeah.
It was a kid's room. Man, I'd be suing the hell out of them.
The sheriff's spokesperson said we had some tremendous bad luck and some tremendous good luck, and that no one was hurt. About 700 feet away, it bounced in front of a Dublin home, then tore through the front door and out a wall on the back of a house.
Ireland?
Dublin, California. The projectile bounced at least once more across the road before smashing a window and dashboard of a minivan where it came to rest.
What did they fire that thing out of to make a cannonball bounce?
The idea, they shot it out of a cannon. What they were going to do is see what if you could shoot other things than a cannonball out of a cannon. But they couldn't get shooting the cannonball right. So I don't know if it went any further.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Mark Strong wants Green Lantern 2 to chronicle Sinestro's fall.
Please. Well, hell yeah.
Please.
I think
it's just not called The Fall of Sinestro.
Yeah. I think they like to do it. I didn't make the money. It didn't make the money that they wanted to make, but they're hoping that
we just talked about this today.
Yeah.
Weird.
What'd you say?
That's where I'm leaving it. I'm just kidding.
Is that all you want
to
say?
No, we were talking about how it made enough money to warrant a new movie, and the next movie is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Indeed.
I hope so.
I'm just Yellow Lanterns versus Green Lanterns. Let's do it. That's all I got to say.
That's all you got to say about that?
What do you want me to say? What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
Ryan Reynolds is amazing? That's not going to happen.
No.
I don't know. He's not amazing at anything.
Oh, where's the story at? There was an amazing story, and I can't find it.
He has great abs.
He has incredible abs.
And I wish I could wash my clothes on that.
No.
I do not have a man crush on him.
No. I have a man crush on Ryan Reynolds. Well.
What?
Why?
He's funny. He makes me laugh.
Oh, jeez. You're one of those. Type A.
What?
I don't know what that means.
It's a dinner and movie kind of person.
Yeah. Someone's scratching up in here.
Vega.
Okay. Next news, or are we on to our topic?
Just a second. No. Okay, here it is.
Okay.
We can stall
a little longer. I have two man crushes, Nathan Fillion and Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, of course. Those are both my number one and number two.
No, number one and number one.
Wow. Both at the same time?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Right. I mean, of course. I'll see that hammer.
What?
Don't even ask. You got man crushes.
Yeah, come on. Brock Lesnar.
No. Jeez.
All right, I'm just going to have to tell you about it because I can't find the actual news story on it. But two episodes of Doctor Who from like the 1967, like
are they
they're
ones
missing.
That are called Doctor Who Cares?
No. Basically, they were found like in a private collector's film collection. He recently purchased a collection and found two films that weren't marked, and they were two of the original films from the Doctor Who series. The BBC back then just basically they had no rights to reproduce them and reshare them, so they just deleted them. They threw them away. So
sounds about right.
Yeah.
Pretty cheap.
So they found two episodes in this private collection and they're working on restore, or I think they may have already restored them. And there's a few more episodes that they're still missing.
Which doctor?
There is a lot.
This is the old doctor, 1967 doctor.
The ugly doctor.
Like probably Doctor
that's
one.
All of them.
Doctor 3?
So,
four? Which one?
So basically there was a telescope company or maybe not whatever. They're searching space out there. They found these radio signals in space.
Oh, my God.
What?
Keep going.
They found radio signals in space. Turns out they were in the VHF range of like 61 or 58 to 61, somewhere in there, and they started digitally enhancing them. They're BBC broadcasts from the mid-60s. What they're doing now is they're actually bringing those back in and re-recording those from space, deep space, bringing them back, recording them, to try to re-archive that stuff that they've lost from the 1960s. Isn't that amazing?
I don't know.
You don't understand what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying.
Oh, whatever. Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Take your
I just thought it was crazy that like the radio broadcasts and the video broadcasts that we're pumping out via towers,
they're still
in deep
space. Because the no
40
gravity
years
thing.
Later...
Right.
40 years later, and they're able to bring them back and be able to re-record the crap that's coming off of it.
I'm like, my mind is blown.
Al, wake up over here.
Blown.
Falling asleep.
I mean, I cannot believe that there's
shut up.
People are actually trying to bring
shut
back
up.
Old BBC.
Meanwhile.
Wait.
Perfect segue in.
Wow, dude.
I love that.
I hate you guys.
I'm just saying.
Anyways.
So if it... So wait. What? If it's radio airwaves, why don't they bring back better stuff than BBC stuff? If it's
well, there may be other stuff out there as well,
stuff,
but
they want their stuff that's gone.
Yeah, well, it's gone for a reason. They'll bring it back. All right, sorry, John. I know you're a BBC lover. I love Top Gear.
Actually, from the last time I read it, it says maybe that was an April Fool's story.
Hey-o!
Yeah, I could have sworn.
You want to cue that? Cue the effect.
Where is that Joker back?
Wow, I just got totally jammed.
He was totally sucked in.
I was impressed. And then I'm trying to find the actual link where it came off of. And they redacted it and they put that in there. So.
What do you just Google like random stuff and go?
That's amazing.
Wait, how do you have...
I love this. Shocked. I love this that we are recording
you
this.
You're cutting it out. No, I'm not.
You can't. You just. Okay.
You know why? You know why he can't undo this? Because now it's in space.
It's in space. We'll bring it back.
60 years from now, we'll get it back.
It's over the internet. It's not in space. We're not doing radio.
That's even worse.
That just happened.
Yeah.
The flame will rise. The radio waves.
So you guys do your own podcast. I'm just going to sit here and be quiet.
Oh, all right, no, Danny. John. No, that was funny. I liked your comedy hour. Go. Do we have any more news or can we go into our...
It's all part of the plan.
Nope, I'm done. I don't need... None of this is important enough. Okay. It's not up to your important standards.
No.
So bring something to the table.
It was important.
Where's your news?
It was important. The thing is, here's the thing.
Where's your news?
If this were true, it's a big deal. It's a big deal.
No, you didn't make it a big deal.
Well, you were talking about BBC crap. No one cares.
Your mom cares.
No, she doesn't. I know for a fact. She can barely change channels.
I talked to her the other day. She cared a lot.
Why so serious?
Oh, man.
So anyways, with all that crap he's playing in there, we saw the Dark Knight Rises prologue today.
Yay!
That's why we have a bunch of dorks in here.
A lot of Bat fans.
Yep.
Except for one. So we got a Batwing fan, I think. Right?
Batwing? Yeah, he looks like a Batwing fan.
Yeah, he's black. Right? You're black? No. No.
He's black enough.
You can't be Puerto Rican.
He's Cuban.
Okay, you're black.
All right.
Recording this too. Anyway, yeah, tonight we waited hours to see the 6 minutes of. We got free shirts too.
Yeah.
We waited hours to see the 6 minutes of Batman. Is it the beginning? Are they? It is.
It's going to be the first.
Be the first.
Six. It seemed like a weird first six, but.
Well, I mean, it had the whole opener and everything. I mean, it was.
Well, it had the opener. Okay, we can talk how it opened. Well, I don't want to.
Well, I mean, if you
why
think about
spoiler for them,
no.
Yeah,
I mean,
let's spoil it.
Well, we can get into talking how it flowed.
Let's talk about it.
It only felt weird. Okay, we're in. Okay, we walked
I
in.
I mean, they're gonna see
we
it.
We got seats. We had to hide our phones. No recording.
Oh yeah,
a big deal.
They were kicking people out. If you even pulled out your phone
Nazis.
They kicked people out, and we actually saw them walk over to somebody and say, "Sir, you need to get your stuff and you need to come with us." He's like, "I'm just doing it," and he's like, "Nope."
Yeah. This was an hour before anything was going on.
Yes,
this guy was an idiot. Just couldn't follow the rules, John Eric.
Yep.
Jeez.
And so it started. Okay, how did it open? It opened with like the breaking of the glass, and you could see the bat symbol, etc. And then we saw
eulogy. Harvey Dent's
the eulogy. Yeah.
Christian Gordon was doing it.
Gordon was doing the eulogy, talking about how much he loved Harvey.
And he believed in Harvey
he
Dent.
He believed in Harvey Dent, which we all know was, which he did, just not in Two-Face. Then we went to a scene in Africa.
It was some foreign country.
Maybe. Foreign country?
Because
it had the doctor. No? What's wasn't that in Burma?
Well, that whole opening was what the, which we didn't get into, the whole trying, the viral campaign to get to this.
Correct.
They were trying
to find. Chanting.
So it's in Burma.
Burma.
Yeah.
Yeah, it must have been Burma.
You have to help me out. I don't remember. They drove up with the three guys. One ended up.
They had three guys in a truck,
right.
And they're saying, oh, these men work for the man called Bane. The doctor comes on as well. CIA agent takes them on the airplane and starts to pretend to.
That was CIA?
It was CIA.
Yeah, they were CIA.
Okay.
But they took the doctor and the three men that were supposedly working for Bane, put them on the plane. They go up in the air. And he's going to pretend to kill these guys to, like, trick one of them into speaking about who Bane is and what his ideas and plans were for the doctor and blah, blah, blah.
Correct. And then...
That's the boring part.
It wasn't that boring. It was interesting.
That's the boring part because after that, everything just
one of those one of those cops are recognizable. I forget
one of the
one.
Soldiers?
Which one?
Yeah.
The one behind him was very familiar to me. I don't remember why.
From G.I. Joe?
And then it kind of hit the fan. John's playing games.
Yeah.
What? I've tuned out.
Oh, look, he's tuned out.
Oh, good.
Screw you guys. I'm
give
going
me your
home.
Shirt.
Good.
Like that.
Then after that, it just kind of hit the fan.
Yeah.
I mean, Bane
was one of the guys.
Ended up being one of the hostages. Showed himself. Explained his plan in whatever language he's speaking.
Vaguely.
Which is English, but we cannot British. Understand a word he's saying.
Terminator.
Except.
Yeah, the mask that he wears, it really.
What was the name of the doctor?
Pavel.
What?
P-A-V-I-L. Pavel.
Pavel. Okay, Pavel. Dr. Pavel's there.
Yeah.
They have a dead body. They start pumping Pavel's blood in, so when the plane crashes, they think it's Pavel's
like
dead.
Exactly.
And then.
Oh, is that what that was? I was confused there. I was like, why are they stealing his blood?
Right, so that when the plane crashes, it's like the dead body, but they do the blood test and it's Pavel's blood. And so they think Pavel's dead. That's what they did that.
Yeah.
So Bane and Pavel are yanked out of the plane. It's kind of hard to explain how they did it, but it was amazing.
It was pretty awesome. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
And then they cut to scenes of.
The movie.
The movie coming up. Batman and a nuts gun he has.
Yeah. Batman with some sort of huge rifle. Catwoman.
Catwoman looking great.
Looking
and
pretty
then
fine.
She was handcuffed in an orange suit in the back of a cop car, and she looked deranged.
She was pretty mad.
Yeah, she looked like, yeah. We finally got to see the bat plane because there's no choppers.
There was no shot. I mean, is that going to be something they're going to fix?
The rumor was that it was going to have CG propellers.
Yeah.
But that thing was flying like a jet.
Or is that something you think they'll change later?
I don't know, but it looked amazing. I like it like that. It was way
I did like seeing all the tumblers. The tumblers.
The tumblers were awesome.
They're all in the desert camo versus the original.
Yep.
Why is it in desert camo? Why does he have
Because they're not. Those aren't Batman.
They're Banes.
They're Banes.
That's what I'm thinking.
They've already.
Yeah, but.
They're either Banes or Talia's.
Right.
Which we haven't gotten into yet.
There's only one tumbler made. How'd they get the. Yeah.
That's part of the movie.
Then we saw a quick shot of Nightwing. I'm just kidding. Well, I hope I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
We saw a shot of Joseph Gordon-Levitt running through a door.
And it ended with a big basic riot.
Yeah. It ended with a riot and the cued the Dark Knight music and I got the chills like nobody's business.
Oh, they showed quickly him dropping the broken mask.
The broken cowl, and that was it. Okay. And then we totally missed something flash at the end.
Which may or may not have been part of an ARG, but it may have just been the end of the film.
Maybe. But it was weird that it would be there. Anyway, we totally missed it. Maybe someone caught it.
There was almost no way to catch it, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
so, yeah, let's let's talk rumors. Let's talk speculation. Let's talk what we think's going to happen, et cetera. Let's have our little Batman rumor mill.
All right, Danny, kick it off.
Well, you want me to kick it off?
I'll kick it off.
I'm going to say that...
Kick it.
Okay, two things I've said before. One thing I've said before on the podcast is I really do think that Bane will kill Batman.
Batman or kill Bruce Wayne?
Both.
Mm-hmm. To end it.
What do you mean? Okay. If he kills Bruce Wayne, he's going to kill Batman.
Well,
we'll get into that as well.
Go ahead.
I think they're going to kill Batman. Well, right, they'll kill Batman. I don't know what you mean by Bruce Wayne, but because Batman is Bruce Wayne. Batman. No one else can be Batman.
What?
Yeah, exactly. and then I really do think that somehow I'll kill you.
Azrael.
No, Azrael. Joseph Gordon-Levitt is going to be Nightwing or Robin. Mm-hmm. End of story. By the end of the movie.
3-1.
That's just what I'm saying.
All right.
So I'm spitting.
I'm half with Danny on this one because I don't think they're necessarily going to kill Bruce Wayne. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to do what they did in the comics, which is probably
injure
him.
Which is what they
have
yet to do in the movies.
Or debilitate him and prevent him from being Batman.
They've not followed any comics with the movies.
Well, just hear me out.
Except for one little thing you want now.
Why? I didn't.
I'm just asking.
Did he interrupt you?
Podcast.
Did I interrupt you? No.
My podcast.
No.
Oh. that's a really good point.
My podcast.
Yeah.
No, you see the news.
Sorry, it's a bad night for you right now.
So, anyways, I just think that.
April Fool to December. Sorry. Let's keep going.
I just think that they're going to do something.
I'm just
going to
check my auctions and wow. Leave
I
me
know
alone.
You are. Go.
To prevent him from either maybe outing him as Batman.
Okay.
To prevent him from being Batman.
Well, what they've already done once. Preventing him from being outed as Batman.
What do you mean?
Harvey Dent fell for him.
Yeah, no, and they're going to like.
Do it again?
Bane's going to come out and find out that Bruce Wayne's Batman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Bane's not going to try and out Bruce.
He's going to outsmart him.
Outsmart him, but he's not going to out Bruce as Batman. He's just going to try and kill
Why
him.
Why not?
That's not.
Why not? If he was, why not? Assuming he's a well-trained like terrorist, he's gonna go after the guy anyway again. Maybe. Anyways, the second part of that would be that someone's going to step in and fill the shoes in one way, shape, or form.
Yes.
Whether it's
agree.
Batman okay. or he becomes Nightwing or Robin.
Okay. Let's move on to Al. All
right. Here's my one thing. I don't mind the fact that Joseph Gordon-Levitt, as you guys were talking about, possibly being whether it be Robin or Nightwing or blah 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 blah. I already know Nolan said I'll never do a Robin or like a sidekick in this movie. I think that if Gordon's character, if Joseph's character ends up being just a regular beat cop that is inspired by Batman, that he'll take on some sort of role, whether it be Batman himself or I think he's going to be Batman. I think something happens to Batman. Batman gets taken out at the end of the movie or he retires or the whole entire time, the second movie, they're talking about the inspiration that Batman is and the legend that he is and how he, you know, how important he is to Gotham, to making the citizens believe. And it starts off with him saying, I believe in Harvey Dent, you know, and he kind of like looked away and I believe in what he is. And there's no one right now that's going to take that spot from them, that if Batman was to go out for whatever reason, that this guy is going to be inspired to be basically Batman.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be Nightwing. I don't think he's going to be Robin. He will actually put on the cowl if Bruce is removed from it or retires or steps back or whatever. I think that it ends up being more of like a
Ed McGuinness.
No, what? Terry McGinnis.
Terry, excuse
me. Ed McGinnis is an artist.
There you go. Sorry.
Maybe he does take a little, you know, sitting back, taking a more Oracle stance, and or maybe even setting up eventually like a Batman Inc. where he's inspired other people to be Batman in their own town or whatever.
But they did that at the beginning of Batman of the Dark Knight. Like there were other people dressing up as Batman.
Yeah, but this guy's gonna do it right because Bruce is gonna give him
Nightwing
the tech. It's not Nightwing though. No, there's no way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, you guys are crazy.
That would make more sense.
This
to
is why
them talking about how there may be more, and possibly all those tumblers.
Ooh,
maybe they're mass producing the tumblers and starting to spread Batmans all over the place.
Here's why I don't think there will be another Batman. And it has nothing to do with story or comic. I think it has to do with ego. And I don't think Christian Bale would allow it to happen. I don't think as an actor he's going to do these three movies, end on a bang, and allow someone else by the end of the movie to be Batman instead of him.
Yeah, but they're not going to... They're not going to be able to...
Probably not his choice.
No, it is his choice.
No, I don't think it is.
He would make a big deal about it.
But I honestly think that they're probably not going to top these movies.
Earlier you did say, though, that Warner Brothers would try to milk everything out of it that they can.
That's him. Or I did not say that. And they probably would.
But you don't think that's true?
No, they would. I don't see this team going past three movies.
Exactly. So
that's why I don't
Bale
see...
Bale steps out, Bruce Wayne steps away... And now you have the new guy stepping in who could possibly be...
Right, Dick.
No. I mean, they've already said before this movie started filming that they're already rebooting the Batman franchise.
Right, they've already said it's being rebooted.
They're just starting
over
and doing more.
The thought of
movies.
Christian Bale not finishing out the movie as the last Batman in this trilogy is beyond me. To think that someone else is going to pick up the cowl and say they're Batman and this group of...
Or maybe it ends like holding the mask, holding the cowl, and basically saying... You know,
or he picks
maybe
it
he
up.
Maybe he picks it up, doesn't even put it on, and just kind of like stands there on the edge of the building, just thinking about, you know.
And then a Robin flies by, and he's like, "I should be Robin."
Or a Nightwing flies by.
A Nightwing.
What about a Batwing? Could a Batwing?
Jeez. Oh,
no. There's so much talk in the second one about being what's needed and motivating and inspiring. There's so much of that talk in the second one, and then the beginning of the third one, it seems to be another heavy plot, like a little subplot going on, you know, inspiration and standing up for something that people believe in and blah blah blah. Like I think it has to lead into inspiring other people to step up and do the right thing. It's not going to be Nightwing.
Okay, it doesn't have to be Nightwing,
or
but
Robin.
He's not going to be Batman.
We'll see. I think he will put on. I don't think he, I'm not necessarily he will physically put on the cowl. I think it'll be he'll end up being.
set up to be the next Batman. Even if it ends in the franchise and then they start all over again, that's fine.
That just won't make any sense. That will not make any sense.
Are you Christopher Nolan?
I've seen Inception. I know how you think.
Inception's
nuts.
It's just hard. It's hard for me to think that at the end of this trilogy, someone else has been will be Batman. Mm-hmm. It's just beyond me.
Doesn't matter though.
It does matter. It
doesn't matter because, like you said, they're going to reboot the franchise.
That's why it matters.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It would ruin the third movie.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't.
Well,
Christian Bale not being Batman for like the last 30 minutes.
Yeah,
of the
movie, that's a big deal.
That would ruin it.
Well, what if Joseph Gordon-Levitt sucks as Batman?
What if it was just the last 30 seconds? Yeah.
What if Joseph Gordon-Levitt can't do a deep, gristly voice?
What if Batman like sacrifices himself, like a la Ultimate Spidey, and goes out like a champ?
He
like you don't think that's
fine?
It?
But he no one else is gonna pick up the cow.
It's yes, they will. They will. Someone has to.
Yeah, as Robin, because he'll be training him as Robin.
No way.
Yeah,
no, I do. Although I do like the idea, and I have said it, I do like the idea because. For those of you that don't know, there's an 8-year time lapse between the end of The Dark Knight and after the first minute, 2 minutes.
Which doesn't show anything of Batman.
Yeah, well, you know, and Bane's whole introduction. So, I mean, it is very probable that Batman would have trained somebody. And that's why I said that maybe JGL
or
is
has
like,
been fighting alongside somebody.
Either or, look, you know, and maybe JGL is undercover as like an inside man for
like,
Batman.
Like, what? Has Dick been a cop before?
Yeah.
Thank you. Just checking.
Go ahead, check.
No, you know the answer. Let's ignore
the
facts. Man,
we got two people checked out here.
Let's ignore the facts because you don't give a damn.
John and Al are checking out.
I am totally listening.
It's not going to go that close to the book. It'll never go.
That's not that close.
It's that Dick Grayson was working for the police station kind of as a day job.
That's one little thing, and you want to ignore it because you don't want him to be Nightwing.
But wait, Danny. Weren't you just going
to
ignore the whole thing when I was talking about Bane breaking Batman's back? Like, oh, what has Nolan done in the comics except for one tiny little thing?
Wait, what?
You just said that.
Yeah, but what was it about?
I was talking about Bane breaking Batman's back.
Right.
And you were like...
I'm okay with that.
Okay. I thought you were arguing.
Check the tapes. Red flag.
Anyway.
All right, Robert, what do you want to say? You look like you want to say something.
No, I was just going
to... You're shaking the mic?
No,
give me the mic.
You're just happy to be here.
Oh, right.
Take it from Al. Mine's broken.
Do you want to chime in?
Oh, that's wrong mic.
Do you want to chime in on this? This Nightwing debacle?
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. You can be Damian.
You
know, whatever.
I'm with you. I'm with you and Don. I think that JGL is going to be Nightwing Robin. Or Azrael.
Okay.
No, okay. Hang on. So.
Passing the mic.
Real quick.
Okay, I'm not as versed in Batman history like you are, so just be careful.
I'm not saying that I'm versed.
Not be careful. Like just give me a chance.
No. I'm not going to throw out any comics.
Go.
Are you saying that Joseph Gordon-Levitt's character that he's playing will be called Dick Grayson and he will be Nightwing or Robin? Or are you saying that he will just be called Dick Grayson and you won't see the evolution of him putting on a costume and blah, blah, blah?
I think... The
like,
evolution.
I don't have an issue with him being. Dick
I think
Grayson.
The evolution of him putting on the
in
costume will have been the 8 years.
So
I think
you're saying by now he's got some sort of he's.
I think Bruce has put Dick in the
where, Danny?
Hey-o.
Has tried.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. I think Bruce plays Dick. in the GCPD.
Okay.
This is what, fine. If you want a full on theory, I think in the 8 years he had been training Dick.
Okay.
To be able to be placed.
Really?
In the GCPD.
Come on.
Can we call him Grayson?
And then when S hits the fan, that's when Dick's
going
to act.
Blow his cover and come out and help Batman.
I don't know about blowing his cover.
Or just help out.
So
man,
oh
Dick's
children in here.
Oh my man, gosh.
It's 12:47 in the morning.
Golly,
can't
say
a
thing. He said Dick blowing his cover.
Yeah, God, children, we're trying to have a serious Batman conversation.
Dick blowing his cover.
That is just my like wild theory. That's what I would love to see happen.
Now, Will Bane,
go ahead. You keep taking the mic.
If you're
from
not gonna
him.
Say nothing. Then don't take it.
Oh.
Go. You need to talk into it, though.
Do you
get closer.
Do you think that Do you, sorry about that. It smells like rubber.
Old Spice.
How far do you think Bane's going to go in this movie?
How far do I think he'll go?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. I think it ends on Bane. Because there's, like, okay, then here's another thing I want to talk about. Where does Catwoman fall in any of this?
We were talking about where she is.
But see, you got to look at, this is a Warner Brothers film. They're not going to leave it on a cold note like that. Yeah, they're going to have this warm, that's what I'm saying. Like,
No. I don't think they'll leave it warm.
If Grayson picks up the helm, or the cowl, it might be that thing that's like, okay, well, this gives us hope as an audience.
Yeah, you don't want to leave it on a Bane wins.
I just don't see him picking up the cowl as Batman. I don't.
Whatever it's going to be, it needs to be something because United States, like people from the United States, they don't want a film to end on a negative note.
Yeah.
You know,
well, I don't think it'll end on a negative note.
If it were like the BBC, it would be okay.
You know,
we'll find out 60 years later.
Here's something we didn't even think about that just popped into my head now. The big tagline is obviously from our shirts here, the legend ends.
Correct.
Well, what if it's.
What? Legend?
What if it means that maybe Batman has to cross that line?
He doesn't become... He's not a legend anymore?
Because he's not a legend. Batman is bigger than life. Batman, he has the one rule. He doesn't kill. Well, what if he has to? What if he falls from something that makes him...
Yeah, but I don't
like,
know.
Like, human, he was makes already, him not a legend anymore.
He was faced with that last time. Like, he didn't kill...
Yeah, but I... Well, that
so
was...
So many times.
That wasn't as big as this. This is the Swan Song, so maybe it's...
I don't know. It was pretty big.
This looks bigger.
The Joker had...
A whole bunch of innocent people.
Yeah, you're not on mic. You're not on mic.
I know.
But this one looks like, from the few shots we saw, looks like, okay, it's not two people on a boat. It's the entire city. It's the whole thing is about Gotham falling and all of Gotham.
Yeah,
at stake.
I get it.
You know,
it's a big deal.
It's just, it's a wild theory, but maybe.
I guess I feel like that's just played out so much.
Okay.
The whole Batman doesn't kill on purpose thing.
Yeah.
But he allows other people
to
kill for him. I don't know. I think it's a big deal. I had something else I wanted to say and I forgot. What I've always been fuzzy on is Two-Face dead.
Yeah.
For sure.
Two-Face is for sure.
It's not a fake memorial.
I mean, it could be, but the script.
I don't remember
the original
finding
script
their,
said he
his
was
body.
Dead. He was at the bottom. He didn't get up. Remember, okay. he flips the face over. And
yeah, that was the. That
his
was
eye was open. He wasn't breathing. I mean, it's pretty obvious.
I don't remember that, but whatever.
There have been rumors since they started filming this that Aaron Eckhart has been on set and this and that, but...
It mm-hmm. could be flashbacks, though.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they've said,
Speaking
too.
Of other rumors, where do you think Ra's and Talia fall in this?
Well, Talia's in the present, I would think.
Correct. What
Ra's.
Does she have to do with it?
Well, that's the other rumor. The other rumor is that Bane was raised by Ra's.
Okay.
And works for the League of Shadows.
Yeah. This is not.
Yeah, it's, I've heard that if, for a while.
Not following any comments.
Yeah, so at this point it's not. Because there's they were filming a scene involving a little boy and someone who looked like Liam Neeson.
So
there's definitely a shot of them filming The Dark Knight with a little bald boy and next to this pool that was green, which either was it was a green pool to be toxic or it was...
The Lazarus Pit?
Like a Lazarus Pit, or it was green, like a green screen. Like they were going to fill it with something else.
Okay.
Like this
post. Digitally. Yeah, digitally.
The Venom.
So, or something. I mean, it was any number of things.
Right.
But there's definitely, on the bill on IMDb, there's definitely a young, bald character on there, like a child.
So
this would
do a completely different origin story for Bane.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Why not?
They've not followed anything else in the comics, so they might as well.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, Joe Chill. Definitely killed Bruce's parents. And, you know, the Joker, we don't really know his origin. So, I mean,
or his name.
Or his name.
I'm glad I didn't give a name. I'm trying to think of anything else that I thought of. You guys have anything else to add? You guys have just been defending me.
I
what? Catwoman.
Catwoman. I mean, well,
yeah, it's hard to say what she's gonna. Because
they've done so little about her though.
Yeah.
Like we've seen just a couple of shots.
A lot
and
of complaining.
Her riding the bat.
The
cycle.
Bat. Cycle.
The bat pod. I mean, even the three shots she was in was one of her walking.
With the busted up mask.
With the busted up mask, which I didn't see. I saw the mask, but I didn't notice it was busted up.
because no one else saw it. I kind of think I may have saw something, but whatever.
Okay. Another one was her in the prison garb. And then that was it. Like, we really didn't see anything. So it's
interesting. It's just weird at what kind of role she plays. It's so focused around Bane right now that the shots of Catwoman and Joseph Gordon-Levitt are like, crap. Like,
but that
what
must
is
mean that
be?
Must mean that they've got something big.
Yeah.
Because they're showing us all this superficial stuff.
I like that they focused more, like, even though Bane's not as big as I was kind of hoping, like, I thought they would have gotten, like, a more muscular guy to kind of play the role, that they'll focus more on his intelligence versus the crap that we saw in Batman and Robin.
See,
where he was just, like, an idiot.
Aside from the fact that
or, like, how he's portrayed almost all the time.
Aside from the fact that Nolan, obviously, he's known for casting people he's friends with, I really don't know why. Based on the mask and not being able to understand, like, the words that he was saying, I don't understand why he felt the need to cast Tom Hardy. Like, you could have theoretically casted someone bigger who just has a presence.
You could have pulled the Darth Vader.
And then pulled the Vader, like, at that point. So I don't understand, like, there's going to be a lot of scenes where his mask is off. I just remember, like...
Well, I don't think there'll be any scenes with the mask off. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not as grown-up Hardy.
Yeah.
I don't think he'll have the mask.
I feel like
at all.
You could have filled it with somebody bigger, but maybe there's something we're missing.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, that's what they did say. This hasn't been through post or whatever. So they're still, this has not been edited or whatever they wanted to say it was. So maybe the voice will change in the movie. Maybe there's a reason we didn't get to hear everything.
Or they didn't say it hadn't been through post. They're saying they're going to have to do some sweetening now because.
Well, the complaints then.
Yeah, because of the complaints.
I don't know. What was weird about Bane's voice was...
I could understand it, but it wasn't...
You made out what they needed you to make out.
Yeah,
that's exactly what
it was.
When he said the fire rises.
The fire rises.
And then he said something about the doctor.
But the thing is, you couldn't understand everything.
I know. That's why I think it's... There's no way they could be okay with that. You cannot sit there and be like, oh, this sounds fine.
Well,
I can understand every word you're saying.
Well, but see, they're looking at the script. You ever had something where you knew what somebody was saying, but you couldn't understand... Like, everybody around you was like, I have no idea what you said.
Yeah, but how many people is that? They have to show to someone else before it hits millions of people.
No, they just did.
Yeah.
Exactly, but there has to be some... There's got to be outside people that have already seen this that are like, dude, we don't know what the hell he's saying.
They probably didn't want to say nothing to Chris because they don't want to lose their jobs.
No, that's not true. Come on. You know Chris is surrounded people. But
oh, he's already said. I mean, he said after they did the premiere last week, a lot of people have said things, and he said... He went on record, and they asked him, he says, are you going to change anything? And he goes, probably not.
I'm sure they'll change it. They're not going to... If he has some serious dialogue in the movie, they're not going to make it to where it's unintelligible.
Here's the thing. The only reason I agree with you that if a lot of people are saying it. However, it's the first 6 minutes of the film. We don't know what he says. We don't know anything else. Maybe like you said. You said when we came out, he was on a plane.
To me, it does not feel like the first 6 minutes.
There's something wrong. There's no way to cut.
That's how the Dark Knight opened with the bank robbery.
Yeah, but it
gets right into it.
It does, to a T. Yeah, the Dark Knight Rising had the cinematic beginning with over the city, and it led into the robbery.
This was Gordon giving his eulogy.
And then. Bam, we got people driving to a plane. It just didn't feel like this is going to be the very beginning of the movie.
I think it could. I mean, you've opened it up with Gordon.
Yeah.
That's fine, but it just didn't feel right. It felt chopped.
It was edited.
It didn't feel like...
Sort of the whole scene, though, if you... I mean...
What, comparing to what?
6 minutes.
No.
Yeah,
he hasn't been known to direct the most perfect linear stuff. I mean, there's been so many people that have complained about, like, the whole, like, under the overpasses when the Joker was going against the armored car. Yeah, like all that stuff was cut together really wrong. Like there's quite a few videos out there that show how bad it was actually edited together.
I don't know, man.
It's just not linear from another film, like producer's perspective.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it felt just like the last one. Like, it opens up really intense, and then after that whole intense scene, it'll probably cut back and give you the backstory of all that.
It just doesn't feel right. Like, I felt like if it's going to open, it doesn't open with the eulogy. It opens with that scene of Bane. And then maybe goes into the eulogy.
Yeah, but take out the eulogy. Yeah. You have exactly the same beginning as the Dark Knight. I mean,
exactly.
You had the Joker. He had the mask on. Then he took it off. And then the same thing. You had Bane with the mask on.
Yeah, it has the reveal aspect.
So,
but
I mean, it's the exact same thing.
I think they do that just to transition, to let you know, listen, it ended here.
Yeah.
And then, oh, but now there's this new thing.
But like I said, it happens 8 years, but I think this Dr. Pavel is happening at the same time as the eulogy.
That could be.
That's a cut back and forth.
I think that's why that eulogy was probably there to show you this happens simultaneously or immediately after.
And it's set 8 years in the past.
We'll know.
And then
a scene immediately following that. We'll know, and that's probably why, because it kind of just.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because it is two different scenes that they're definitely happening in two different places.
Oh yeah,
but we don't know if they're in fact happening at two different times.
Do you think that it's going to cut back to the eulogy?
No,
I kind of have the feeling like someone was about to get back up after.
I mean, there was that. So maybe
like
it
maybe
does.
Bruce.
Yeah,
because Bruce was the only other person that kind of knew.
Well, can I make a point here?
Go for it.
I feel like when I was watching the eulogy, like if it was really simultaneously happening, it would be cutting back and forth more often as opposed to Gordon finishing, sitting down, and then that scene started.
It just felt weird.
Yeah. So I don't think that was happening simultaneously.
Yeah.
Could that be changed in the the movie comes out? Maybe, but as of right.
Like, to me, we just saw 6 minutes prologue, whatever. I don't think we saw the first 6 minutes of the movie.
I agree. I totally agree.
I would be surprised if this is literally the first 6 minutes of the movie.
I'm telling you right now, it will be what he did last time is.
But he didn't do the time before. He's only done this once.
Yeah, no, but the last prologue he did, which was the Joker bank robbery, he did make changes, but they're changes that no one noticed. But he intends this to be the first 6 minutes because it sets up Bane. And that's the whole point.
Yeah,
is you're not gonna do something before because his whole idea is to set up the new
part. But the eulogy doesn't set up Bane. The eulogy ends a minor villain from Dark Knight.
I think that what was gonna do is it's gonna continue on, like, because where it ended with Batman riding off. I think it's going to continue after that, his whole Bane part.
That
then it'll
the
show
end of
that,
the scene, and then it could have gone back to somebody else.
Again, we're missing an entire movie.
Yeah.
So the first 6 minutes is definitely not. You know,
I know it's hard
of.
But
what
we're fanboys.
Next.
We're fanboys.
Yeah,
so we can just. Okay. We're cutting down to the wire here. We got like a minute left.
Lame.
30 seconds.
Lame.
We had a great night.
Woo.
Jonesing about Batman coming out. We still have 6 months easily. How long? July? Ooh. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Almost 7 months.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah, we got a while to it. We'll have another trailer. We'll have a full trailer because we always have that teaser, right?
Yep.
We'll have another full trailer. I don't know when that's coming out, actually. Hopefully, it'll answer more questions.
Definitely.
Instead of making more questions, which I'm sure it will.
Probably do both.
Yeah. It was a great night. Thanks for coming, guys.
Thanks for having us.
I love you guys.
I love you too.
Yeah. Let's wrap it up.
Well, before we leave,
excuse me. We
did have a voicemail this week.
Oh my god, it was Bane.
The,
oh,
lines,
was
that my, hang the on. Lines all jacked Bane. Up from.
Is it better now?
Spilled
water.
That was you. That's what I was reaching for.
The audio is the problem.
That's what I was reaching
for. Oh, okay.
And then that's why I hit my.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Danny spilt Coke all over the place. So, anyways, yeah, we have a voicemail.
Allegedly.
I don't think it was really intended for us, but we're gonna play it anyways. Here we go. Danny.
You know,
thanks for calling from San Juan, Puerto Rico.
I don't think it was. I think that was a TV in the background.
Probably,
he pulled his phone out of his pocket.
Yeah, probably.
We got pocket dialed.
But
hey, we got dialed though.
We got dialed. Feel free to leave us your voicemail though.
The first.
Feel free to leave us your voicemail. It's 407.
Did you say we had a comment?
It was just it was no not really. I mean it was a comment on the website. It wasn't.
It was spam.
No, it wasn't spam.
Aww, what'd they say though?
Andrew was telling me that
Andrew,
Andrew. He was telling me to update the Facebook because it hadn't been updated with the most recent
podcast. What we pay you for.
Hey, I do have something to say to whoever made the comment. I can't remember who it was about Ender's Game last week.
All of us?
Saying, no, well, he was calling me out.
He was on the
comments.
Because
you guys have
read
the book.
Oh, right.
And he was calling me out saying I have no nerd cred if I haven't read the book. It's the best.
Ooh. He waited 6 hours with us tonight. He got nerd cred tonight.
He got a notch. Yeah.
He got a lot.
I show up 6 hours early for a 6 minute preview for a movie. I'm probably 3/4 of the way done with Ender's Game. I'm kind of frustrated that it took me this long to get into it. Because
isn't it amazing?
I can't put it down now.
Yeah.
It's really good. So
I agree.
Within the next week or so, we'll be able to talk about that.
Absolutely. That'll be awesome. I can't wait. It's been waiting for a while. And actually, after he went through and he said I should read more of that, I actually went to the library and I grabbed some audio CDs.
Wait, what's
a
library?
We have a public library. Yeah.
How's that work again?
You borrow books from them, and if you don't take them back, you give them lots of money like I had to do.
Ooh.
I found out before I gave them anything that I had 4 books out from, like, I don't know, 4 years ago. So we grabbed those and took them up to the library immediately, and then were prompted to give them $105 for the late fees. So
why?
Not just use that to buy the books that you wanted to borrow.
Because why?
Because
have you ever bought audiobooks? Really expensive.
Not $105 expensive.
Yes.
No. What are you getting?
One book is at least $40.
That's not $105.
One book. I've gotten like 6 already from the library.
Yeah, but you don't return them and you waste money.
I have returned them, actually, the ones that I'm not listening to.
God.
So anyways, move on. So I rushed out to the local library and picked up like all kinds of stuff from the Ender's deal. I've read through Ender's Shadow and The Gift of War, and now going through Shadow of the Hegemon. So thank you from whoever that was to suggested to continue on. I don't remember. I think it was
like second
Jonathan
episode.
No, the one recently that told us that we needed to continue to read.
Told Cody he needed to continue to read.
To begin reading.
All right.
Wrap
it up.
Yep, now I lost where I was. Here we go. Okay. You can call, leave us your voicemails throughout the week, or you can email us at theshow@thenerdiverse.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at Nerdiverse Show. You can follow me on Twitter at Chon_Lee.
You can follow me at Rogar0GUE.
Follow me at Commander Kodo.
You guys want to put out where you guys are going to be at?
No, they don't tweet. None of them tweet.
Okay, they're not allowed.
No.
You can find them all at Epic Comics throughout the week.
EpicComicsOrlando.com.
EpicComicsOrlando.com. They're all the store friends and family type thing.
Friends and family owners.
You got a plan.
Not you guys, but these other three.
I'm family.
I'm Batman.
You can also leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. We'd love to hear from you on there. We need support from
just
you guys.
Just write us something, please.
Yeah,
we have a segment we never use.
Just, you know.
Write an email.
Do something.
These chumps have never written an email to us.
We're here. Isn't that enough?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You've never written us a 5-star review, guys?
All right.
Come on.
I did one time, but I wanted to submit
it.
How
do you use
the
iTunes?
I'm never on iTunes.
You need to put it up again.
All right. I will submit a 5-star review.
Thank you.
Yes, you should.
Thank you.
And then we'll read it on the air.
I will bash everyone except for Sean Cody. So just you.
Wait,
what?
That's fine. That's fine. Everybody always does.
All right.
I'm the martyr.
So, we appreciate you guys coming. We appreciate you listening. And we
Aftermath.
Are out of here.
This is why we can't have nice things.
That joke has worked all day.
Oh, man. It never